from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the widow of late NHL star Gonny Gaudreau has announced the birth of the couple's third baby. In an online post, Meredith Gaudreau announced the birth of Carter Michael Gaudreau on April 1st. He has the same middle name as his father. His birth comes 7 months after Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew were killed in a drunk crash. A South Jersey man, 44-year-old Sean Higgins, was indicted in their deaths. Higgins is accused of being drunk while driving and then hitting the Gaudreau brothers while they were riding bikes in Oldsmans Township on the eve of their sister's wedding. In response to the 2023 death of a nonverbal East Hanover student, a bill moving through the state legislature would require every school bus transporting disabled students to have video cameras. The bill would also establish civil penalties for any school bus driver or aide who does not call 911 during an emergency. Annabella Rossi says the nurse responsible for her son Matthew did not call 911 after he became responsive.
Our unspeakable tragedy should never have happened to our amazing son, who was in peak health, had an incredible zest for life, and loved going to school.
The nurse, Emilio Rivera, was sentenced last Friday to 90 days in jail. Rivera also agreed to give up his nursing license after pleading guilty to neglect in February. A spa worker in North Jersey has been accused of sex crimes involving massage clients.
35-year-old Daquan Sedano of Teaneck was initially charged last month of sexual assault involving a victim at the Hand and Stone Spa in Allendale. Now, Bergen County authorities say Sedano faces 3 more charges of criminal sexual contact involving a previous massage client in February. Police say the investigation remains active. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And Meta is aiming to make Instagram safer for teens with new safeguards. The tech company announced Tuesday that teens under 16 will not be able to use the live feature without their parents' permission. Instagram will also require parental permission to turn off the feature that blurs suspected nudity in DMs. Meanwhile, Meta will offer teen accounts for Facebook and Messenger that provide similar protections. The company said there are now 54 million teens around the world with Instagram teen accounts since launching last year. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Are we freezing overnight? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We welcome in a colder, drier air mass today. For the next 2 days, today and tomorrow, we're enjoying sunshine, but also chilly temperatures running 10 to 15 degrees below normal for early April. So we're bundling up a bit. Highs in the lower to mid 40s, mostly sunny skies and a brisk wind. A widespread freeze is likely for almost all in New Jersey tonight. It'll be clear and dry. Lows dip into the upper 20s. The wind calms down tomorrow. We'll see lots of sunshine, but temperatures still on the cool side, highs around 50. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and lower 50s on Thursday. Scattered rain showers will creep in eventually, and then Friday we get soaked. Rain is expected through most of the day. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Checking temperatures around the state right now. In Rockaway, 39. Franklin, 42. Beach Haven, 43. Weather made possible by Hunterdon Hills Playhouse, offering year-round entertainment at an amazing value. Broadway musicals, comedies, live music, and more. Easily accessible, 3 miles west of Clinton, New Jersey, off Interstate 78. For a complete list of upcoming shows, visit hhplayhouse.com.
York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey, 101.5. Join the conversation.